Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm born free. I'm born
as free as the wind blows.
Wait a minute.
Free. Born free? That's not born free. This is born free. Richie, kill it for a second. I want to sing. Born free. As free as the wind blows.
I never thought I'd say this, but I actually want to hear Kid Rock sing that.
Excuse me? What, you want to hear him sing what I just sang?
No, I want to hear him sing anything else except what you're singing.
Oh, that's so. All right, so Kid Rock was performing in Boston over the weekend, and he, as long as we're going to be having this fetish about Colin Copernicus, Kid Rock has some thoughts, or actually he had action in mind.
Really funny because the people who got that audio were obviously filming it on a cell phone, and you can hear all of them afterwards going, "Send me that, dude. I'm going to post that."
Yeah. All right. But Kid Rock yells out while performing Born Free, F. Colin Copernicus, or whatever it is. Copernicus. So the heat continues. I don't know anything about Kid Rock's politics.
Do we know? Right. He's
is
very
he
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like, what's his face from Hawaii? We had on, what's that guy's name that we had on?
Hawaii.
We had a bunch of people. There were three or four.
Don Ho. Dano.
Not exactly a rocker, Richie, but thanks. That was pretty funny. No, who's the guy? Is Sam?
Oh, yeah, that guy. So anyway.
Okay. The guy that did the promo for me, when I get up in the morning, I don't get up early in the morning very often, but when I do get up in the morning, I listen to Doug Steffen.
That was Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, he's in Cabo.
Yeah. He's on the ocean.
And I don't know what Sammy's politics are, though, actually. But Kid Rock is definitely right.
All right, but who's the other one that you have around the right-wingers there in Washington all the time?
Well, I mean, most people, when they think of the right-wingers, they think of, and rock and roll, they think of Ted Nugent.
Nugent.
Yeah, he's off the deep end, but still funny.
He's off the
Nugent
deep end.
Nugent was the one. When he came on this show, Victoria, I told Ted Nugent that Doug was a vegetarian just to wind him up. And the Nuge was like, "That's okay. That's all I eat is vegetarians."
Oh, my God.
All right. Next up in the musical news department, Miley Cyrus on the cover of Elle magazine for October, opening up about her new stint on The Voice. She wants Britney Spears to be happy and why she never will walk on the red carpet again. She discusses her decision to no longer participate in red carpets after walking the red carpet for the premiere of A Very Merry Christmas last year. She decided it would be her last. I thought she was kind of a creepy, crummy kid. Isn't she?
I love Miley. I think she's...
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
Isn't she kind of gross, though?
Well, I mean,
crude. Is she crude?
I don't know. It depends on what your definition of crude is.
So what do you like about her? Why do you like her?
Well, I think she's incredibly talented, first of all. She's got a voice that every time you hear her sing, you're reminded of, oh, wow, that's right, Miley can really sing. And I think she's going to be a fabulous addition to The Voice when that starts up on Monday. Yeah. And I love, you know, she started the Happy Hippie Foundation. She has helped so many homeless teens.
Really?
Most of them are in the LGBTQ community. She's provided shelter and raised awareness. She's done so much more than, like, stick her tongue out. And unfortunately, that's what people think of her, but I'm a huge, huge fan of Miley's.
All right. Well, I'm glad this is one of you here anyway. Good to have a balance. 28 past the hour.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, Dad, should you roughhouse play with your little girls? Well, you know, dads and little boys, they seem to go together, but there's evidence which suggests that dads and little girls playing around on the floor each have quite an impact on each other. Here's the science of it. Many fathers roughhouse, wrestle around with their little boys, but why not roughhouse with your little girl? It's good for them. It will not turn them into a tomboy. Why? Well, the father is the first man in the little girl's life, first one they'll ever love. As a result, this bonding builds quite the foundation for later life. Trust now leads to an ability to trust men later. What's the cheap psychological trick? Roughhousing is a technique dads can use to build more confident, more secure daughters. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Perceptions. Nobody knows who you really are when you're out biking.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Cross-country trip, Alabama, Sunday morning. Pulled into a restaurant. The locals were all in there. Could have heard a pin drop. Oh my gosh, a bunch of bikers coming into our restaurant. We started eating and all of a sudden a little boy, probably about 6 years old, walked over to our table. Could I look at your bikes? We took him outside, sat him on the bike. By the time we got in the restaurant, everyone was asking us where we were from. So it took a six-year-old to cross that boundary of perceptions. Nobody knows who you really are when you're out biking.
American Biker Minute.
We weren't big bad bikers, just people.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.